This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
With a Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. So maybe you've got an idea you want to pitch your boss. Do it the right way, and you might get the support you're looking for. For tips on how, we turn to Dr. Robert Cialdini. A longtime professor of psychology and marketing, Cialdini says a subtle approach can boost the odds in your favor.
So let me give you an example of subtlety by changing one word in what you ask your boss. When you have a new plan or an initiative or an idea that you want support for from your superiors. Right? So typically what we do is we develop the blueprint for our plan, perhaps a draft of it, and then we give it to the boss and say, I'd love to have your opinion on this. Could you give me your opinion? Right? That's wrong. Because psychologically, when you ask for someone's opinion, that person takes a psychological step back from you and into him or herself. Right? They look inside and separate from you. If instead of asking for an opinion, you ask for that person's advice, psychologically, that individual takes a step towards you because advice causes people to go into a cooperative, collaborative partnership kind of mindset. It's a teamwork kind of mindset. And that person steps towards you and your idea. And the research shows if you ask for advice instead of an opinion, you get more support for whatever it is that you propose. So here's a subtle thing we can do. You're not coming on more strongly by saying advice as opposed to opinion, and yet it works significantly better.
If you want to learn more, check out Cialdini's best-selling book, Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.